It's time to get your news on. We are VK1 WIA.
And getting it on for you, I'm Graham, VK4BB, National News Editor. Now, there is a lot happening in this edition of news from the Wireless Institute of Australia, including WIA President Scott Williams, VK3KJ.
What a week of crazy weather we've had across the east coast of Australia, and in particular, Victoria and New South Wales. There were reported wind gusts in Victoria of 146 kilometres an hour in Wilson's Promontory and 132 kilometres an hour recorded in many alpine areas. In fact, in my own town, just outside of Warragul in Victoria, we recorded wind gusts of 124 kilometres an hour, which caused significant damage to the area, not to mention over 3 days with no power. I'm aware some amateur radio operators lost antennas and suffered damage across Victoria. For me, it was nothing more than a bent mast at the top of my tower, but I did hear of one person losing several large antennas and another that lost a tower, which is most unfortunate indeed. I want to talk to you now about communications with directors on the WIA board. In a recent WIA board meeting, it was decided to formally appoint directors responsible for various board committees. It is acknowledged that this is an area that the board needed to do better, and by having a director as a single point of contact related to activity within that committee would improve dramatically communications. We acknowledge that some communications from working groups or external committees, and even just some clubs inquiring about particular matters, did not necessarily find its way to the board. The board sets an agenda for each meeting in advance, and in the future, we will have these committees as a standing agenda item, and the director responsible for that committee will report to the board on all committee activity. The appropriate director will regularly liaise with committee chairs, ensure there is a good flow of information. The board has decided for the moment to have 9 committees. The committees and the appointed directors are 1. Representation Committee, Scott Williams, covering IARU, ITU, ACMA and international member organisations. 2. Education Committee, Lee Moyle and Giles Kirby, covering the syllabi and assessments. 3. Technical Committee, Peter Schrader, covering the Technical Advisory Committee, TAC, and the Spectrum Strategy Committee. 4. Publications Committee, Lee Moyle, covering AR Magazine, the Foundation Manual and the News Broadcast. 5. The Digital Committee, Stephen Green, covering social media, YouTube and our website. 6. Contesting Committee, Chris Dimitrovic, covering contesting, awards and the QSL Bureau. 7. The Systems Committee, Peter Klee, covering MemNet, office staff and our suite of Office 365 that operates in the background. 8, Finance, Corporate Services, Governance and Strategy Committee, Scott Williams and Peter Klee. And finally, 9, the Membership Committee, Peter Klee, covering promotion, retention, structure, benefits and reports. This listing is not an exhaustive list of every committee activity. However, this structure will greatly assist with improving communications internally and externally. The WIA will shortly place this list of board committees and the appropriate director that is appointed on our website. This will be placed under WIA information and then under a new tab that will be named Board Committees. All contact details and the responsibility of the board committee will be listed. That's it for me this week. And this has been Scott Williams, WIA President, on behalf of the WIA Board. Best wishes.
Across Australia from VK1 WIA, you're tuned to the WIA National News Service. At 10 a.m. Sunday, it can be heard on the Amateur Radio New South Wales News Network, on HF from VK2 WI in Sydney, and on relay to repeaters in Sydney, the Central Coast, Newcastle, the Illawarra, and Western Blue Mountains. From VK2 WI, the studios of Amateur Radio New South Wales at Dural in Sydney, I'm Matthew, VK2 YAP.
Now, Australiana. Traffic increased fourfold during Paris Games. Traffic? 96 million web requests from bots and potentially malicious traffic during this year's Paris Olympics. The Nine media organisation Fastly web application firewall filters 1.2 billion daily web and application requests, including on its brands the Australian Financial Review and Nine News. However, during the Olympics, this daily number of requests increased fourfold, with some peaks even higher on days such as swimming. Nine Technology Director of Publishing and Enterprise Practices, Andre Lackman, said. Andre also touched on Nine's challenges with preventing artificial intelligence bots from lifting its brand's content. This is especially important for Nine subscription-based brands like the AFR, The Age, and Sydney Morning Herald. AI services are increasingly able to summarise that content for these brands, so we're taking a much more strict stance, Lackman said. We just updated our robot stock text to be able to enable blocking as much as robot stock text blocks anything. Beyond that, it's about scraping at a rate-limiting level, but there's challenges in being able to do it at a more granular level. So we might think we've got problems with bots, etc. How about Nine and 96 million web requests? Ham radio, it's how we communicate. And leafletter, it's how some communicate. Trees, yes, trees in Melbourne have been receiving fan mail from around the world. Yes, trees. The City Council's project to assign an email address to each one back some 11 years ago. It's still going strong and still growing. The trees are mapped in a project called Urban Forest Vigil, with each tree assigned an identification number. Officials in Melbourne originally assigned email addresses to specific trees so that locals could report issues and damages. Instead, being received daily are thousands of love letters to the trees. One of these leaf letters read, "As I was leaving St. Mary's College today, I was struck, not by a branch, but by your radiant beauty. You must be getting these messages all the time. You're such an attractive tree." The emails have come from as far afield as Russia, Germany, the US, Britain, Hungary, Moldova, Singapore, Brazil, Denmark, and Perth.
From here, there, and everywhere, you've tuned to the Wireless Institute of Australia's National News Service. We are VK1 WIA. Now with international news, Jason, VK2LAW.
And international news is with thanks to ARRL, DX World, EHAM, Hackaday, IARU, ICQ Podcast, IRTS, Newsline, NZART, RAC, RSGBL, and the worldwide sources of the WIA. Leading this week's international news from Canada, Phil McBride, Victor Alpha 3 Quebec Romeo / Hotel Papa 3 Quebec Romeo, Radio Amateurs of Canada President and Chair, resigns. In an announcement to the Hams of Canada, Phil said, and I quote, "It's with mixed feelings that I announce my resignation as President of Radio Amateurs of Canada, effective November 1, 2024. While leading Canada's national organisation has been the pinnacle of my time as a radio amateur, my family has moved full-time to Panama, and I've secured operating privileges as well as the call sign Hotel Papa 3 Quebec Romeo. There's a Parks on the Air POTR entity about an hour from our house that's never been activated, and I plan to fix that. I also plan to become involved with the community's educational program and show youth in my area the wonders of amateur radio. I'd like to thank the RAC board, executive and volunteers for their support during my time as president and previously as regional director. I'd also like to thank you, the member, for the support you've given and continue to give to Radio Amateurs of Canada. Well done and congratulations, Phil McBride, RAC President and Chair. Amazon is poised to unveil a significant overhaul of its Alexa virtual assistant, incorporating advanced AI capabilities to create a more personalised and conversational experience. According to reporting by Caroline O'Donovan of The Washington Post and discussed on Tech News Weekly, the new AI-powered Alexa is slated for a mid-October release. Key features of the upgraded Alexa include conversational AI. The new Alexa aims to be more likable and charismatic, engaging in natural conversations and remembering user preferences. Personalization. Alexa will ask questions about users and their families, using this information to tailor responses and recommendations. Enhanced shopping features. Alexa will monitor prices for items users express interest in and alert them to price drops. Unlike the current free version, the AI-powered Alexa will be a paid product. While the new features show promise, concerns remain about privacy, especially regarding children's interactions with AI. Additionally, the launch's proximity to the US election raises questions about how Amazon will handle potential misinformation risks. As Amazon prepares to roll out this major update, it remains to be seen how consumers will respond to a paid AI-enhanced Alexa and whether it can compete effectively in the rapidly evolving AI assistant market. Interestingly, when we first came across this story, top of the page, the disclaimer said, AI created, human edited. Yes, it's a rapidly changing world we live in, don't we? You never, never know till you give it a try. A great way to encourage new members to Ham Radio and their national society was shown by the IRTS, Irish Radio Transmitter Society, at a very successful and fun participation in the Dublin Maker 2024 Festival. Over 2 days, the IRTS stand proved very popular and had massive crowds on both days. Tony, EI5EM's homebrew equipment, was a big hit with everyone who stopped by the stall. To encourage the kids to try some CW, any kid who sent their name by Morse got to design a badge which they took away with them. Also, on both days, a free raffle was held for the chance to win an SDR dongle. Nokia and Axiom Space have announced a partnership to integrate advanced 4G LTE communication capabilities into their next-generation spacesuits that will be used for the Artemis 3 lunar mission. Axiom Space's spacesuits will provide astronauts with advanced capabilities while providing NASA with commercially developed human systems needed to access, live and work on and around the moon. Nokia, meanwhile, plans to deploy the first cellular network on the moon as part of Intuitive Machines' IM-2 mission, which is scheduled to be delivered to the launch site in 2024. During the 2024 Olympic Games in Paris, ensuring robust and reliable communication for public safety forces was a top priority. One of the critical tools that proved integral to this effort was the MDR, Mike Dual Radio. This innovative device played a crucial role not only during the Olympic torch relay, but throughout the entire duration of the Games, maintaining secure and seamless communication across various public safety units. French police and gendarmerie equipped over 28,000 officers with the MDR. This large-scale deployment underscored the importance of the MDR in ensuring that all units, regardless of their location or communication network that they were using, remained connected. The MDR provided dual connectivity, allowing simultaneous communication over both legacy professional mobile radio PMR systems and mobile networks through smartphones. From the International News Desk in Sydney, for VK1WIA National News, I'm Jason, VK2LAW.
Who listens to radio?
I'm Matthew, VK2YAP.
This is VK4, Golf Romeo Bravo, Gary at Ferryland.
This is Linda, VK7QP.
Peter, VK8ZZ.
This is Mark, VK4DMH.
John, 5DJ.
From here, there and everywhere, you've tuned to the Wireless Institute of Australia's national news service. We are VK1WIA. Now, operational news with Felix, VK4FUQ.
Oceania DX contest. Phone the first weekend in October each year from 0600 hours UTC Saturday to 0600 hours UTC Sunday. CW. The second full weekend in October each year from 0600 hours UTC Saturday to 0600 hours UTC Sunday. Log deadline for CW and phone logs 31 October. This year's contest will be held on October the 5th and 12th respectively. International Earth Moon Earth Contest 0000 hours Zulu November 16, 2359 hours Zulu November 17. Work as many amateur stations as possible via the Earth-Moon-Earth path on any authorised amateur frequency above 50 MHz. EME logs due back to the ARRL December 17. VHF-UHF Field Day, Spring 2024. 0100 hours UTC Saturday 23 November through 0059 hours UTC Sunday 24 November. 0400 hours to 0359 in VK6. Yota Contest. Youth on the Air Test 303 will be from 10 hours to 21.59 hours UTC on 29 December on the 5 Classic Bands CW and SSB. DX Window to the World. Malaysia. To celebrate Malaysia Day, special call sign 9M61S has been active until the 16th of September. Operators are working on the HF bands using SSB, CW and digital modes. For more information, see QRZ.com. Be listening for the Zurich City Police Radio Amateur Club throughout the year. Operating as HV20SP, the club is marking its 20th anniversary. Unfortunately, no Bureau QSLs, but you can use the logbook of the world, and HV20SP runs until December 31. Listen throughout the year for the special call sign 9A100RKZ. Marking the 100th anniversary of the Radio Club Zagreb, which was founded the 24th of March 1924 in Croatia. QSL via 9A1ADE. The expedition to Namibia. This expedition will run from the end of October through the first week of November. Call sign will be V55LA. With their QDH already secured, the team is now working on the antenna farm layout and exploring options to make the most of their ideal location. M0OXO is the QSL manager for V55LA. Austria. Oscar Echo 100 Romeo Alpha Delta India Oscar is active until the 31st of December, celebrating the 100th anniversary of the beginning of regular radio transmissions in Austria in 1924. The station has been heard on the 40-meter band using CW. QSL via the Bureau. Bosnia and Herzegovina. E7100 Radio is the special call sign for the Bosnia and Herzegovina IAA Member Society to celebrate 100 years of amateur radio, innovation, community and advocacy. QSL via the operator's instructions. For VK1WIA National News, I'm Felix, VK4FUQ in Ingham.
From here, there and everywhere, you've tuned to the Wireless Institute of Australia's national news service. We are VK1WIA. Now, special interest group news with Cole, VK3GTV.
Hello, first up in worldwide special interest group news this week, it's balloons. What activity entails playing with hydrogen gas? Sending a fox to 105,000 feet in altitude, ingesting large plates of comfort food, hiking through dense bush, wading through creeks, and running from the bulls? A recent West Georgia, USA, Amateur Radio Society high-altitude balloon launch included all these things and more. True to form, predictions based on the last known coordinates of the balloon from the automatic packet reporting system on board brought the club's hunters very close to its landing zone. Brian, WX4BK, is the payload specialist, but Murphy was following Brian and the payload around for a week. However, Brian's persistence finally won out. The payload, including a Raspberry Pi, GPS, APRS transmitter to send out coordinates and altitude, a crossband repeater, pressure and temperature sensors, it gets pretty cold up there, digital cameras, and the RF Fox, were all found. Worldwide Special Interest Group's defense. Could future naval battles be waged using Morse code flashed between ships? One admiral believes so. At the Third Indo-Pacific Security Conference 2024, held at the Bundeswehr Command and Staff College in Hamburg, Germany, a question arose about the ability of navies to protect tankers and replenishment oilers in the event of a war in the Western Pacific. In a G Captain article, Captain Steve Carmel, a former vice president for Maersk LLP, said as the United States Merchant Marine is at least 100 tankers short of meeting basic energy needs in the event of a war in the Pacific, it will therefore be incredibly important to protect the few tankers and oilers they do have in the Pacific. Communication poses a significant challenge too. The flag officer noted that even sophisticated communication systems on advanced warships can be jammed by equipment on enemy facilities and ships. As a result, convoys and even battle groups might have to rely on Morse code via blinker lights. Although seemingly old-fashioned, this method provides a dependable way to communicate, less prone to electronic warfare. Blinker lights transmitting Morse code would allow vital information to be sent even during intense jamming. This highlights the need to maintain traditional communication skills alongside modern technology. Worldwide Special Interest Group's Final Frontier. JAXA has officially ended the mission of SLIM, Japan's first moon lander. Originally only expected to operate for a single lunar day, and then feared to be doomed after it landed in the incorrect orientation, upside down, after losing an engine bell, the mission managed to survive 3 lunar nights and complete all pre-mission success criteria. SLIM is the only lunar lander to successfully perform a pinpoint landing, arriving within 10 meters of its selected landing site. The average age of a GPS satellite is now 13 years, with half of them exceeding their design lifespan. The USA-132 satellite broke the record for the oldest GPS satellite in history, having completed 27-plus years in operation. While the record is an indicator of the reliability and robust engineering of the GPS satellite, it also means that the service still relies on hardware built in the 1990s. 31 GPS satellites are in operation today, down from 36 in 2016. The GPS system was primarily designed for military purposes, but was opened up to wide-scale civilian use in 1983. Since then, GPS has grown into one of the most widely used services in the world, with billions of people using GPS on a daily basis today. The overall GPS network still works well, but the aging satellites, coupled with the delays in the launch schedule for new satellites, threaten its competitive edge as international rivals bring into service their own GNSS systems and private companies develop alternatives. Worldwide Special Interest Group's Military. Operation Market Garden was an Allied military operation during the Second World War fought in the German-occupied Netherlands. Its objective was to create a 103-kilometre salient into German territory with a bridgehead over the Lower Rhine River, creating an Allied invasion route into northern Germany. A Bridge Too Far was a movie of this operation and the taking of the bridge at Arnhem. This was to be achieved by 2 sub-operations, Market and Garden. Combined US and British airborne forces, Market, followed by British land forces, swiftly following over the bridges, Garden, it was the largest airborne operation of the war up to that point, perhaps the most famous after D-Day in the entire history of the Second World War. Special event station in the region commemorating 80 years of freedom is PA-80-OMG, back again for the fourth consecutive time, and will take place from the 13th of September up to the 19th of September this year. Worldwide Special Interest Groups, Rescue Radio, India. In a recent meeting with Kolkata Health Department officials, amateur radio operators proposed a small device which can be used like a panic button by doctors, nurses and other healthcare workers in hospitals in case of an emergency. Using ultra-high frequency, this device will be portable and can also be connected with the nearest phone system. These panic buttons will be useful in connecting anyone within a 3-kilometre radius, especially in areas which are known as voice shadow zones, since a lot of hospitals in Kolkata have trouble with network coverage on their premises. And that's the latest Worldwide Special Interest Group news for this week. I'm Col, VK3GTV.
Across Australia from VK1WIA, you are tuned to the WIA National News Service. In Adelaide and surrounding areas, it can be heard on VK5RAD on 147.000 MHz at 0900 hours on Sunday morning. I am Alan, VK5, Mike Alpha Kilo.
2024. As we say, it's a date. Details of all WIA-affiliated clubs and societies can be found on the WIA website, wia.org.au, and that includes email addresses and website links. And all clubs are welcome to email, text and audio for this section. In VK6 Perth Tech 2024, September 21 for 2 days at Gidgeganup. In VK4, the Gold Coast Ham Fest, October 13, Narang Country Paradise Parklands. That's on Beaudesert Narang Road at Narang, number 231 Beaudesert Narang Road. AREG's electronic sale, Saturday the 26th of October in VK5. That happens at 10 a.m. Kilbourne in David Roche Park. VK7, the Tasmanian Ham Conference, November 2 and 3 in Hobart, held at the Sandy Bay campus of UTAS. And VK3, Spark Rosebud Radio Fest, November 17, Eastbourne Primary School, Allambie Avenue, Rosebud. I'm Editor Graham, VK4BB. You've been listening to the WIA National News Service. Till next we meet, walk softly.
This is VK1WIA. All points of contacts from today's news stories are to be found in print when you read the web editions. www.wia.org.au.
This has been the Wireless Institute of Australia with the weekly news service. This broadcast is in text, audio and video and is accessed on wia.org.au.